What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, the termination train claims another one. All aboard! But seriously, yeah, there will never be a shortage of women who end up pushing their boyfriend or husband, or baby daddy beyond their line to the point that they snap for whatever reason. Like the woman in this article that was published on the 19th of May. Man arrested for termination of 25-year-old girlfriend in Montgomery County. Yeah, gents, women of all ages and men of all ages can be participants in this game show called Hockey Mask Time. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A young woman was found fatally shot outside of her home in West Conshohocken this weekend. And now her boyfriend is being charged with her deletion. The victim, identified as 25-year-old Alyssa Weist, was found face down on the sidewalk on the 200 block of Moorhead Avenue at around 12:30 a.m. Sunday. She was suffering from gunshot wounds to her upper body and was rushed to a local hospital where she was pronounced deceased. An investigation of the scene revealed the victim's door was ajar, along with a trail of blood from her home to where her carcass was found a few doors down. Sounds like she tried to make a getaway, but unfortunately, she didn't make it. As seen on Alyssa's LinkedIn account, the 25-year-old was a University of Delaware graduate and microbiologist. Officials say the victim had been in a relationship with 26-year-old Michael Dukiewicz for the past 2 years. A neighbor told investigators that Dukiewicz was seen standing by his pickup truck immediately after the shooting and then drove off. An arrest warrant was issued for the woman's boyfriend, who turned himself into police Sunday afternoon. He is charged with first-degree termination, third-degree termination, and possessing an instrument of crime. Wow, that's an interesting charge. Whatever they can make up to make whatever case stick, I guess. He was arraigned and remanded to the Montgomery County Correctional Facility with no bail. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for May 27th. Well. Now, for all intents and purposes, the question has to be asked, and hopefully sometime during his trial, he will reveal why he did what he did. Remember, gents, there is no jumping from A straight to D. There has to be B and C between them. This wasn't spontaneous. Something had to have been going on between them to make him decide, nope, I'm going to offline this bitch. Whatever it is, hopefully he will speak up. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? What more do I honestly and truly need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in her home that he was sharing with her, so I'm going to give that a 10. Method of execution, obviously, the problem-solving pistol. Psychological impact. There were actually people who heard what happened, but nobody actually witnessed it, so I'm going to give that a 50. And for the brutality factor, he popped her multiple times. So that leads to a degree of something being extremely personal. So I'm going to give that a 20. So Michael, Madman Dukiewicz gets a score of 85. Okay, gentlemen, let's go ahead and circle back. This is just going to be pretty much the suspicion part of what motivated him to actually pull that trigger. This is going to be pure and total speculation. Okay, you see her picture in the article. She's 25 years old. He's 26. They've been in a relationship for 2 years. Gentlemen, once again, you never know what's going on behind closed doors. Something tells me that this man found out something that she might have been trying to keep secret. She's a microbiologist, which means, more than likely, she's around a lot of doctors. Once again, this is complete and total speculation. There's nothing that makes this solid, so we're just going to let our imaginations flow. So, me personally, I think, okay, she's a microbiologist. She's around a lot of doctors, probably a lot of older doctors. Maybe she has some student loan debts. Maybe he found out that she was actually selling it on the side. Or he could have found out maybe she had an OnlyFans. I'm just throwing out things and let's see what happens. Hopefully, like I said, the man will speak on why he decided to pull that trigger. But, like I said before, something had to have happened to make him decide, nope, she gotta go. And the fact that she ran from her house after being shot, something tells me there was definitely something deep and dark about her that he found out that he said, nope, I cannot handle this. And whatever it was something that he viewed as so disrespectful to him that walking away was not an option. More than likely, yeah. Heat of the moment, he found out and he decided, I'm going to take matters into my own hands. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think his motivation could have been? Leave it in the comment section below. And for you women out there who think that being a deceitful woman to a man that you're in a relationship with is going to end positively, oh, no, 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 no. You better understand this and understand this crystally clear. The power you think that your deception is going to give you, that will be found out and it will go out. Feminism and the idea that any man that you are deceiving is supposed to just stay there and take it, that's going out right along with it. Because no man, no matter his age, is not going to take being deceived and betrayed lying down. No, 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 no. The vast majority of men, they will simply walk away. However, there are the men that when they find out that they've been betrayed, they will take matters into their own hands and they will enact retribution, up to and including lethal retribution. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.